Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Joining me is Hanan Ashrawi, a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization's Executive Committee, a legislator, activist, and scholar who served as an official spokesperson of the Palestinian delegation to the Middle East peace process, beginning with the Madrid Peace Conference of 1991. Dr. Ashrawi, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
How different is this U.S. administration, Dr. Ashrawi, than previous ones?
Well, look, there has never been an even-handed American administration. It's no secret. We've always said this, but at least they maintained certain basic position about the two-state solution, 67 borders, Palestinian rights, and so on, even if they voted against us in some cases. But this administration has entered into a partnership with Israel. It has become a partner in crime. It has become complicit in the occupation itself. It has blessed and approved the annexation, the illegal annexation of Jerusalem. Look at the Golan Heights as well. So in a sense, it became part of the occupation, and it is not in any way an even-handed peace broker. Not that the previous ones were, but at the same time, they maintained a minimal level of respect for multilateralism, for some sort of a legal cover for their actions, and they maintained an open dialogue with the Palestinians. This administration is so petty and vindictive that it refuses any kind of disagreement, and it punishes you for speaking out and for expressing your opinion and your position when it comes to American violations and attempts at coercion and blackmail.
You're very critical of this administration, Dr. Ashrawi.
Yeah, I don't think you will meet a single Palestinian who is not very critical of this administration. This has become part of the occupation, so I'm no exception. I'm telling you, if you listen to me, I'm probably much more moderate than what others are talking about. This has been a very hostile administration that has taken positions that are not just illegal and that affect Palestinian rights and our right to live in peace and freedom and dignity on our own land, but it has taken positions totally to flout international law.
You are listening to Dr. Hanan Ashrawi, a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization's Executive Committee, a legislator, activist, and scholar who served as an official spokesperson of the Palestinian delegation to the Middle East peace process beginning with the Madrid Peace Conference of 1991. Dr. Ashrawi, some say that the PA is marginalizing itself by boycotting the Trump administration, that is doing the Palestinian people a disservice by not even going to the Bahrain workshop. How do you respond to that?
This is a very flimsy attempt by the American administration claiming to know the Palestinian people's rights, the Palestinian people's interests, and the Palestinian people's hearts and minds by saying that they know. Friedman said there's a silent majority, green blooded, that he knows what the Palestinian people want, and he will go over the heads of the leadership to address the people. And they're even accusing the Palestinian leadership of threatening or intimidating the private sector. I can tell you frankly, the private sector took initiatives on their own without any discussion with the leadership, saying they refused to participate in this charade. This is a very dangerous approach to try to create new terms of reference and to try to turn the issue into improving cosmetic changes on the occupation and improving the lives of Palestinians while keeping the occupation in place. Also, those who say, well, you know, you can work to improve the quality of life. Yes, we can. Give us our right. Give us our resources. Give us our freedom of movement. Give us our borders. Give us our sovereignty. We can have an excellent economy, as I said. It's not a question of having a fistful of dollars while you are in captivity. The question is, how do you end the captivity so you can generate your own economy? And this plays into the hands, dealing with the Palestine issue as an economic issue, plays into the hands of Netanyahu and his extremist hardline racist coalition that thinks that they can expand, they can superimpose greater Israel on all of Palestine, and all they need to do is give the Palestinians some funds in order to have a better life under occupation.
In an op-ed you wrote in Newsweek, why Jared Kushner's approach to Middle East peace is doomed to fail. Why is this, Dr. Ashrawi?
I've been talking about this and writing about this. Look, there is no knowledge among members of this administration, and Jared Kushner in particular, if you want, of the context, of the history, of the realities, of the culture in the region. They don't know that we will not exchange our rights and our freedom for some funding. They don't know they suffer, as I said, from several erroneous assumptions, including the Arabs can deliver the Palestinians, or that they can bash us into submission, or that we will accept our captivity if only it is affluent and so on. So These are things that anybody who has any sense, who knows the realities of the region and the causes of the conflict, will know that a just solution to the Palestinian question is a key to stability and peace throughout the region. That they cannot sort of bring the Arab countries in order to normalize with Israel and reward Israel while they are punishing the Palestinians, while they are stealing Palestinian and Arab lands and saying that this is good for the Arab world or for the region as a whole. They're trying to redefine the region as a whole and to prepare Israel to be repositioned as a major regional player in terms of the economy and to normalize with Israel, intelligence, security, and military presence in the region. And hence, they are rewarding Israel for its aggression. I don't think that the Arabs will deliver. They cannot deliver the Palestinians. I don't think they're willing to fund such a project. And they all told us that the real solution is a political solution, and the solution is in the establishing of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state.
Is Palestinian-U.S. relations beyond repair?
Not at all. You see, that's why I keep talking about the administration itself. They are a handful of people, and we are in touch with people, whether in Congress, Senate, and members of the House. We are in touch with think tanks. We are in touch with movements and organizations, with minorities, with all principled people in the U.S., and we have definitely a solidarity network in the U.S. We do not conflate this American administration's position with the public opinion in the U.S. or with the position of people of principle in the U.S. And I think depending on elections next term, depending on whether there is a voice that can carry out a change without undergoing irreparable damage by this administration, that there will be change in policy and that the relations can be repaired. And perhaps if people do understand that there can be no peace and no stability and no prosperity in the region without solving the Palestinian question, and they understand that international law applies equally to everybody and that there is accountability for those who violate the law and there has to be protection for those who are being victimized by the powerful. These are the things that will happen, and I'm sure that there will be a change because American policy all along has not negated the Palestinian presence or Palestinian rights. It has tried to serve Israeli interests. But as I said, this administration has joined forces with the occupation and has enabled and emboldened the most extreme elements in this Israeli coalition.
Dr. Hanan Ashrawi, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I am Hamad Al-Qasim.
You're most welcome.